Praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Grace and Glory, or Glory and Grace, daily. This is a devotional by Patrick Obin, MD. He is my spiritual son, and he has written a devotional book called 28 Chosen Daily Revelations of Grace to transform your life. And I'm so honored and privileged to narrate each devotion on Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast, which I am the CEO and founder. I am missionary evangelist Linda Casares. Thank you, and God bless you for joining us. Devotion 6. Visible manifestations of the invisible God. John 1:18. No one has ever seen God, that is God the Father. The only one, himself God, who is the closest fellowship with the Father, has made God known. And of course we know that is Jesus. Grace has a destination. It is not an end by itself, path somewhere. God wants you to catch the higher purpose of grace rather than struggle with the petty issues of our daily Christian walk. That's powerful right there. Grace is God's call for humanity to partake in the excellences of his glory. As 1 Thessalonians 2:12 says, exhorting and encouraging you and insisting that you live in a way worthy of God, who calls you to his own kingdom and his glory. That deserves a praise right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John 1:18 teaches us that Jesus came to make God known. His is an intimate fellowship with God and reveals God. God the Father is invisible, and Jesus, the man, is a revelation of him. He is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. Grace has brought us into the shoes of Christ, coming his flesh and his bones. Grace has brought us into the bosom of the Father, in intimate fellowship, causing us to be revelations or expressions of the invisible God. Jesus did not make God the Father known by teaching people about him. He did not give humanity a lecture or theological discourse on God. He revealed God by his very life, how he spoke, acted, and reacted toward the people. He was a living and walking manifestation of the invisible Father. That's not all. You, in Christ, have become the visible manifestation of the invisible God. That is so powerful. That right there needs to be meditated on. You, in Christ, have become the invisible manifestation of the invisible God. Glory to God. Meditate. How did God reveal himself differently through Christ compared to other times? You can look at Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 3 on your time and meditate on that. Prayer. What else can you say to God in the face of grace? Thank the Lord for his amazing grace poured out upon you. Thank you, Lord. Act on the word. If you have been struggling to teach people that God is kind or loving, you can safely pause now. Change the emphasis. Stop teaching and start living God for them to see. That's powerful right there. That's powerful. I'm going to read that again. If you have been struggling to teach people that God is kind or loving, you can safely pause now. Change the emphasis, stop teaching, and start living God for them to see. That's God's purpose of grace in your life. He wants his beauty, power, wisdom, etc., to be fully expressed through you. At work today, in school, at home, reveal God in the way you talk and act towards those who are around you. That devotion right there speaks volumes. Just let that word minister to you as I share this song with you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord. cover me, Lord. Everywhere I go, Lord God. Everywhere I go, Lord God. Cover me, Lord God.
Devotion 7, The Touch of God's Favor, Isaiah 61:3. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Grace is much more than escaping hell and entering heaven. It is not an issue of heaven to come with no practical daily relevance. Many of us still do not realize that grace is not a teaching or revelation, but an experience. A practical one that touches every aspect of our lives, from marriage, finances, and health to ministry and Christian life. Grace is more practical than many believers realize. It has value here and now before we get into heaven. The scripture that I just read from Isaiah 61:3 shows us three effects, among others, that follow a touch of divine favor. You cannot be touched by grace and remain the same. Think of a pile of burning coals that are becoming cold and dark. Think of what happens when you use a pair of bellows to blow a current of air on the coals. The black coals begin to glow and shine. This is what happens to your life when you are touched by the wind of God's favor. When the wind of God's grace blows upon us, beauty replaces ashes. Joy takes the place of mourning. And praise occupies the place heaviness once occupied. That's powerful. Grace transforms the ashes of our lives from the ruin of sin, past experiences, our jobs, families, and finances into beauty. Righteousness will spring forth where sin had ruled. Poverty will give way to wealth. Health will take the place of disease. Joy and praise will replace depression, the spirit of heaviness. These are the footnotes of grace in a life. Grace is visible, and the scripture says, you have already received grace in Christ. That's in Ephesians 1:6. Meditate. Who was to make the prophecy in Isaiah 61:3 a reality? See the first two verses of the same chapter, Isaiah 61:1-2. Pray and ask the Father to help you fully take advantage of everything grace has provided for you. Act on the word. When you read the scriptures, you ask yourself how you can act on it and make it your lifestyle. That is the very secret of a life of victory. Are you in ashes, mourning, or heaviness? Grab what grace has provided for you by knowledge and faith. I bless God tonight, and I thank God for giving Dr. Patrick Obin these words from his heart, from the scriptures, pen onto paper, and published into a daily devotional. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Patrick Obin. He is a physician and minister who delights in bringing healing to both the spiritual and the physical heart. He's a cardiologist. He is the founder of Glory and Grace, a teaching ministry offering insight into God's word of grace for a life of glory. He lives with his wife, Mayuk, and his daughter, Malaika, in Ohio. Visit Patrick at Glory and Grace or follow him on Twitter or Facebook. Glory and Grace Ministries. Thank you for joining us from whatever time zone you're in. It has been a blessing. This is missionary evangelist Linda Kazris saying have a blessed day. And while I am playing this last song for us today, minister on what God has ministered to you, to your heart, to your spirit today. God bless you.